name. And the church said, amen. We'll be somewhere listening. Turn in your Bible, if you would, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians, and the chapter is 5. Commence reading at verse 17 through the balance of the chapter. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself, in the good news, by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, or in Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ, agents of change. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, that we have just read. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All that other stuff, all things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. It's like starting all over again, giving a second chance. Vision gives you perspective. Vision gives you direction. Vision gives you a snapshot of what your life can become by the help of God. 20 years from today, what will you regret more? The choices that you made, or the choices that you fail to make? We are created in the image and in the likeness of God. You, me, us, have the ability to choose how we are going to respond to every circumstance and every situation of our life. We are responsible for our own action. We're responsible for our own effectiveness. And we are responsible for our own happiness. Christ came to change lives. He did not come to imitate life as it was. To do so, he came and paid a high price. Since Jesus came to change lives, we must choose. He doesn't make us. We must choose to allow him. Must choose to let him change our lives. He doesn't make me change my life. He doesn't make you change your life. But he wants us to change our lives. Because if we don't, he knows what's waiting for us. Our lives do not change because we attend an event, hear a good sermon, or read a good book. Let us take a look. December 2018, some stages we go through before real change takes place. An event. Most often, men want the event to produce the result, the desired results. it's a little bit different when it comes to ladies. They're a little bit more just wanting to the changes to take place, but they're willing to go through whatever it takes for the changes to take place. The men want to know the men folk in general, they want it to be an easy transition, not taking too much energy and not taking too much of my time. The best that an event can do is raise our awareness. Awareness occurs as a result of an event. You may discover at a men's retreat or a sermon that you need to get closer to God. You may discover that you need to pray more to the Father. You may discover that you need to give more also in the Lord's collection. Decision, awareness, and then it's decision time. Your awareness has been raised. You decide to do something about it. You're aware of it. You've made a decision. You're aware. You've made a decision. You're aware, and you've made a decision. And it just keeps going just like that. An event has been raised. Your awareness has raised your awareness. You've been made regarding what you need to do. But no execution. These first stages are sometimes called the cycle of hopelessness, which is where, unfortunately, most people live. In order to break out of this cycle, one must press forward. Not just stand still. One must press forward. And there is struggle involved in effecting lasting change. There must be commitment. This is the bridge that transformed the old man or the old woman into the new man or the new woman. Commitment means to carry into action deliberately the state of being obligated or emotionally impelled. Commitment is necessary. Commitment is needed to enter into the most important and the most difficult stage in the process of lasting change. You've come out of the world. You've obeyed the gospel. It calls for everlasting change. In Philippians chapter 3 and the verses 13 through 15. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Watch it now. Forgetting those things which are what? Behind. And doing what? Oh, well, it may not be up there. Reaching forth unto those things which are before. Praise God, hallelujah. Which are behind, gone, history. And let it lay. And then press forward. Move forward. Go forward for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a happiness. What a happy time. Made up your mind to make a change, to be faithful, committed, willing to pay the price, whatever it is, to please my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be what? Like-minded. And in anything, if we be otherwise minded, God will reveal that unto us. Changing, making the change, it is a process. A behavioral change achieved over a period of time. And this is where men seem to struggle more than females. This is where man struggled because it caused for you to do intentionally what we are not oftentimes willing to do. Mostly men are very impatient with anything that requires process. Don't we know each other? We do not want to work for results if it means experiencing some long-term discomfort. We are like the microwave oven generation. We want to accelerate the process through quick fixes, through steroids, or if we're trying to lose weight, we want it to hurry up and go. Process is the only way to bring about lasting and meaningful change. The desired result of process is a real change over a period of time. It won't happen click yesterday. I did it yesterday, click, all brand new. Christ came to change lives. Jesus came to change lives not for a moment, not for a few days, but for a lifetime, for eternity. Change agents or agents of change, let us be steadfast, setting goals for enriching our lives by God's graceful help, and to become more like our older brother and Son of God, Savior Jesus Christ. By doing it that way, we become a more useful vessel in God's hands, sons and daughters of God, in this wayward world. Let us so live that we can say, as our brother Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 6, 7, and 8. For I am now ready to be offered. Familiar, huh? For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Therefore, or henceforth, there is what? Laid up for me, a crown of righteousness, which the law of the righteous judge shall give me at that day, but not to me only. But God is giving it out to all that love and obey His appearing and His commandments. The question now is, where do I stand with the Lord? Am I holding fast to God's unchanging hand? Is He well pleased with the example that I'm setting for others by the way that I live my life? What is the answer? If the answer is yes, I believe that God is well pleased because I'm willing to pay and have paid whatever changes I needed to make. By the grace of God, I've done that. God sent His only begotten Son all the way from glory to save us and to go through a painful life on earth. For that reason, and that's not the only reason, but for that reason, God will take no excuses for non-performance. The lesson is yours. Where are you tonight? We're coming to the close of another year. Don't put off. Don't put off. And keep God waiting. Get right with God so that God will hear your prayer. He will work with you. He will bless you. He will give you strength to do His will. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, letting you know that there's some work to be done upon you and learn of me. But He says, I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest unto your soul. What are you saying to us, God? I'm saying, whatever your situation is, how challenging or how difficult, come. Come! I'll be able to help you. And I will help you. We sing the song. We sing the song. Let us mean it when we sing it. Hold unto God's unchanging hand. Where are you tonight? We're coming to the close of another year. In all probability, we will not live over and over every New Year's. We won't see every New Year. Since we don't know when it's coming, let us get right now if we need to do that. And then do what the song says, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He doesn't change. He calls us to make the change. And He'll help us to do that. Even though we have been very difficult, disobedient in the past, God will forgive us and save us. If you're here and you are not a member of the Lord's Church, if you're here and you're not a member of the Lord's Church, think about it. Not a church. Jesus Christ came all the way, sent here by His Father. He stayed for 33 years. Because of laws and regulations at the age of 30, He became an itinerant preacher. By that I mean, you had to be at least 30 to become a teacher. That was the law. He became a traveling teacher at the age of 30. He chose 12 men to follow Him, to teach, to train. And He did that for 3 years. Died a painful death on the rugged cross of Calvary. Just for us. Rose on the third appointed morning. You're familiar with this. To die no more. But He did that for us. For human beings. Because that's how much He and His Father loved us. Do we love Him? Let us manifest it by obeying Him and marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty if we've already obeyed the gospel. Obey the gospel. And when you leave this world in favor with God, you have a home in glory land forever and ever. Never, 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 never to die again. Never any more pain in your life. If you fail to do that, you will exist again in eternity. There's coming a day of eternity for every human being. But heaven will not be your home if you fail to obey him in this world. This is a glorious opportunity. And God and Jesus paid a high price to give us the honor and the privilege. Make your calling sure. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Come from the lonesome way of
give God.
Sin. Hide you in the blood of Jesus.
Give your life to God.
Come for
and
the
hold
Lord
on.
Will take
for
you
God's
in.
Unchanging hand.
Hide you in the blood of Jesus.
As a converted child of God.
Oh, hide you in
oh,
the
for
blood
God's unchanging hand.